Praise 100.9, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. I'm Melanie Clark. It's a great Wednesday. You know, Joy Fest is going down next weekend. And, you know, I've been saying it all along. He's my favorite. He's Fred Hammond, and he's with us today. What's up, Fred?
What's up, Mel?
How you doing?
Cold Maxon. As we say, Golden Grams.
Golden Grams. That's a new one for me, Golden Grams. I must have missed.
I just came off the top of the dome. You know, I might be hungry. I haven't eaten breakfast yet.
Well, you're creative like that. That's what I love. That's what I love. Fred, you're coming to join us in a couple weeks. I want to talk about that in a minute, but we never had time to talk about God, love, and romance. Tell me about this project. Why was it so important for you to do a relationship or a love record? What do you refer to it as?
It's actually a relationship record. It's a... and a love record. It's, you know, I have to find where I'm relevant in life. You
right.
know, when I was with Commission, you know, we found relevance for where we needed to be. And then after a while, you know, it transformed for me to be relevant in another area.
Right.
And that is, you know, a season. It's a different season. So praise and worship became the thing. It was something I brought into the mix. You know, now it's relationship. It's like, you know, let's stop being scared to sing about it. Satan was the Lucifer at one time. He was... the praise and worship leader, he got kicked out. And as he got kicked out, man, he doesn't like saints or Christians to take that position. But one thing he definitely does not want to happen is for families to be closer. Think about it. When the first thing he attacked, when man became man, wasn't the worship of man, wasn't the church going of man, because it was none of that. And if you notice, there was no come before me every day and bow down before me and worship God.
Right.
It worked.
Right.
And Satan didn't like that, and he attacked that. And so he's been attacking it ever since. So he definitely doesn't want us to sing about it because he knows the power of music. Music is the oil that runs the whole world.
Absolutely. So does that transition, you mentioned Commissioned and then, you know, the group thing and then now to this place, do those things coincide with your with what's going on in your life, in your personal life?
Yeah, I mean, with the CD itself, usually that's how I know what I'm supposed to do is what is needed in my life, you know. At that time, and what I ended up doing was just making a romantic soundtrack of my life, you know, and putting it out there as a man of God, as a guy who loves God, who has not done it all right and not done it all wrong. He just says, you know what, man, I have concerns. The Bible says, cast all your cares on him.
Right.
Because he cares for you. He cares for us. So people have romantic concerns, but we kind of go behind closed doors and we talk about them in little groups and huddles. Well, now we sing about it, and we got somebody that now you can pop it in your CD, and you can go down, and you can hear, now I'm not alone, yeah, but you can also hear, I'm in love with you, and when I come home to you, and you can hear what it felt like when I went through a breakup and my heart was broken. So it's all good.
So, and people really have, really, not just loved the music, but they really, really have appreciated you for doing this. Why do you think it took so long for somebody to do?
Well, we've been scared.
Right.
We've been absolutely petrified.
Were you scared?
No. This one, when I was finally here to do, this last year, I never blinked at it. You know, I heard a lot of people, there were a lot of people, and the people had made place bets that he's done. This is it. It's career suicide.
Wow.
Yeah, it was all honest of it. Stuff, and I paid him no attention because, you know what, I had that thing in my heart and in my knower that said, do it. There were moments that you scratch your head now. Don't get me wrong. And you say, okay, Lord.
Hey. Is this really what you want me to do?
Yeah, I mean, but think about it. When Jesus went to the garden, he said, is there any other way?
Right, right, right. More with Fred Hammond coming up in a few minutes right here on Praise 100.9. Praise 100.9, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. We're back with Joy Fest headliner Fred Hammond. We're talking about his latest project, God, Love, and Romance. Well, I have to ask you, so since this is a relationship record and you said that this is like painting your picture, I kind of put Marvin Sapp on the spot probably a month or so ago. Where are you in relationship? Where can we find Fred in relationship on this record?
Well, you can find me prophetically in songs 1 through 5, and then no, just kidding. I'm out here, and I believe that marriage is of God. I believe it's covenant. I believe it's necessary. And now those are the spiritual answers.
Right.
Now here's the other answer. I need to be married to be covered.
Right.
In other words, and that's what I'm looking to do. And but now I understand how to search. I understand Marvin's plight, but I've got 8 years on him being divorced and separated.
It's a long time, Reverend.
Yes. And I'm not like some of my counterparts, you know, Bishop Donnie L. McClurkin, his name is L. You know, those guys got it together, whatever. I'm like, cool, man, listen, I'm a different somebody.
Well, that's why I asked you, because I knew you would give me an honest answer, and I think it's important that we talk about all of it. Like, it is what it is. It is a challenge on a daily basis, and I don't think really anybody has it all together. And I think anybody who says they have it all together probably isn't telling the whole truth.
the fact that there are some people out there that have long-lasting relationships that have been married for 25, 35 years, and they're absolutely adoring each other.
Yeah.
Those are lottery picks almost. And those people need to, they can share a lot of knowledge and testimony, but they've had some rough times too.
Absolutely.
No, nobody just has all gravy.
Well, you talked about the musical progression again. Is there anything else that you want to do? We know we got Granddad Turner, so you've done the jazz thing. You've done now the relationship record. You've done choirs, groups. You've done solo. What else does your heart desire to do? We know you've done the movies. What is left, Fred?
Well, I mean, I don't think I've conquered the movies thing. I mean, the movies is just another extension of telling a story, just visually. You know, you just don't do one and say, well, I did one and that's it. It was okay piece. That piece was really a learning piece. It was like I was going to college.
Right. Well, we're looking forward to more movies, but we're really, really excited that you're going to be here with us next weekend for Joy Fest 2012. It's an experience. I keep trying to tell people it's the one event a year that I don't miss. You're going to be here along with Mary Mary and Marvin Sapp. Tell the people they need to come on out for this one.
Oh, you're going to need to come back out for this one. I'll tell you right now, it's going to be a little something different in my little show.
Really?
I can tell you that now.
Okay. You're going to give us a hint?
That now. It's going to be a little something.
No hints?
Well, put it like this. One day, somebody said, I went to, you know how you go to a hockey game and you see a fight and say, well, I went to a fight and a hockey game broke out.
Fred, I don't know too many black people going to hockey games, but okay, we'll go with
that. Just the same. Like, you know what? It's like you expect them to fight.
Okay.
This one is going to be kind of different. I went to a gospel concert and a something broke out.
And a something broke out. All right.
Something happened. Like, wow.
Well, come on and join me along with Fred Hammond, Mary Mary, Marvin Sapp, and more. It's going down next Saturday, May 26th at Carol Wynn's Joy Fest 2012. And Fred got a little surprise for us.
I love it.
Thanks, Fred. Love you.
Love you, Mel.